Ours to Protect on iRadio.
This week we're heading
under the sea,
talking all things marine life and the amount of plastic pollution in our water. I've enlisted the help of 16-year-old Flossie Donnelly from Flossie and the Beach Cleaners to educate me on how much pollution is in our water. She starts off by telling us about Flossie and the Beach Cleaners. So, Flossie, can you tell me what yourself and the Beach Cleaners do?
So we're an environmental charity, and it started with me wanting to clean beaches around Ireland because I couldn't understand how we had such beautiful marine life and people were leaving their rubbish behind. And then my mum helped me turn it into a charity, which my mum and I run. And we give workshops to children around Ireland, like all around Ireland, primarily deaf schools. And then we give them a workshop on plastic pollution and beach cleaning. Then we bring them out on a beach clean.
Yes, it's great to start them young. And what are some of the things that you teach them at the workshops?
Well, we tell them about how rich Ireland is in marine life, because we are one of the richest countries for marine life, which not many people are aware of. Just because we have cold, murky waters, it's written off as an empty sea, basically. But also how plastic can have such damaging effects to the ocean, and how it can also affect climate change, because it's all linked. And then also just some really interesting facts, or at least facts I find interesting, about the sea and how it could be linked to climate change in different ways. And just explaining the amount of marine life we have always does shock children, along with different things we find and how old things we have, like toys from World War II, things like that we enjoy showing them.
Flossie now tells us how much plastic is in our sea and how rich our marine life is, and how it even includes sharks.
The surface of the sea is covered by 81% plastic pollution, but that doesn't actually mean bottles and cans are floating on the water, because if it was 81%, we'd be able to see it whenever we go down to the beach. What that fact actually means is microplastic, because although it takes like 450 years for a plastic bottle to break down, we have found bottles that are 80 years old, which are already like halfway broken down. So bottles break down really fast, but for them to break into nothingness takes 450 years.
Did you know the West Coast and East Coast of Ireland have different types of pollution? Flossie tells us what can be found washed up on the East Coast.
The other fun little fact is the difference between the West Coast and the East Coast of Ireland. So on the East Coast of Ireland, we will find endless pairs of things like men's pants and children's toys, because on the East Coast, it's human pollution, things that we leave behind or accidentally forget on the beach. Whereas on the West Coast, it's more ocean pollution, things which get blown in by the Atlantic and come in from storms, and then just things which get left behind by fishermen. So one thing we find all the time on the West Coast would be fishing rig and ghost net, which are quite commonly used by super trawlers. Ghost net is like a really thin plastic string. It's invisible when it's put in the water, so fish can't see it, and that's why they swim into it.
Okay.
And then we also find these tiny little colourful plastic tubes, along with loads of dead marine birds and seals.
Flossie Donnelly from Flossie and the Beach Cleaners lists what needs to be done to reduce the amount of sea pollution.
Personally, I believe it's just more education. The people who leave rubbish behind on the beach and like genuinely purposely leave it is a very small percentage. It's like 1% of people would actually do that, because the education is out there now and people are so much better about it. I believe there does need to be a few more bins in the area, because in Dublin especially, we don't have enough bins around beaches. And so when people are trying to put rubbish in the bins, it overflows so easily. And the councilmen are absolutely lovely. They have to come out around 3-4 times a day during the summer, emptying the bins. And people can be really abusive to them as well when it's not. They're just the ones who are like emptying the bins and being good people about it. They're not the ones who are implying that there are so little bins. Like this month alone, in the month of May at least, we collected 573.55 kilos off the Dublin beaches. And then in the whole of last year, we managed to collect 5,843.95 kilos.
Although sea pollution is still a big issue, Flossie tells us how it has improved in the past few years.
And although that sounds kind of shocking, that's actually not that bad, because that we have collected more in the past, and that just means that people are understanding to take their rubbish home with them.
Flossie mentioned earlier that we need to be educated more on sea pollution, but she elaborates in what way.
I find it's helpful to like understand what's in our seas, because people just don't really know too much about the sea, because so little of it is explored, and it's a whole incredible world down there. I think when you know about this incredible world, and even just knowing what type of marine life we have in Ireland and this incredible ecosystem underneath the sea, it makes you want to protect it. And one thing I find really helpful is, even if you pick up rubbish one time on a beach, it's actually kind of creepy. After that, you can't unsee rubbish. It's always just there.
So next time you're on the beach, have a look out to see if you can find some false teeth or men's underwear. If you do find something random, send us an email at ours2protect@iradio.ie or a message on 087 1102 107.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.